time for this right now.
Let's talk about tech, baby.
There's a lot of production value that have gone into that. I'm quite impressed. Yes, it's our second in our tech series when we'll be checking in with the amazing Fevzi Turkup, who's editor of GadgetDetective.com and the host of Gadget Detective podcast, right? And he just shares the latest news, but also he gives us top recommendations for tech, but also answers your questions. Fevzi, hello, how are you?
I'm very well, thank you. I've missed you so. How are you?
Oh, I don't believe it to be true, but I'm going to pretend like it is. Thanks, Fevzi.
No,
I missed
honestly,
you too.
I have.
Is true. You have a voice. Anyway, right. You're lucky I don't make you read out the shopping list we gave the poor voiceover guest earlier. Poor Blanche. She did it brilliantly. Anyway, Fevzi, there's a lot going on with technology, so we really do need to talk to you. But can I start off with a listener question, please?
Sure, yeah, absolutely.
Fabulous. Okay, so I'm trying to see if I know that they haven't told me the listener's name, but I can tell you they said, I'm off to the USA with a Samsung A41 phone. Other phones are available. So cannot use an eSIM. What's the best phone card that is compatible with my phone? Cheers.
Okay, right. It's good. Listener, that you're pre-planning. There's two ways to approach this. Either, if you have time, you can make representations to your existing mobile phone provider to do two things. One, to send you a physical SIM card for your number. And then the other thing is to look at what options there are to either to give you roaming abroad automatically, or sometimes you can just pay a little bit extra. And that doesn't necessarily cost you a lot compared to doing it the other way. The other way is to turn up in America and then go into a store and try and get a suitable SIM card. And the best card for you will depend upon what you need. So some people want lots of minutes to be able to make international calls. Others will make their calls, via a digital service like WhatsApp or any of the others, essentially.
Yeah, let's not name everybody, but I see your point. Yes.
Yeah. So it really depends, but you need to be careful to cap the data, unless you've got an unlimited data deal, to cap the data in such a way that it doesn't then charge you when you get to the limit, but rather it will stop working at that point, and then you have to go and solve it. Because what you don't want is what's charmingly known as bill shock.
I've had it.
Yeah, because, I mean, it's silly, right? You'll pay, I don't know, $10 for the first so much, and then $1,000 for the next
Wasn't that bad, but I'll tell you what happened to me. I know the rules. Turn off roaming. I know the rules, but I needed to take a call from the bank because my card hadn't gone through. And so I needed to be able to call the UK. So I turned it on just for a second and then was convinced I'd turned it off and I hadn't, and was charged roaming for nothing. Oh, the pain, Fevzi.
Yeah, no, it's really bad. So it also depends on whether you want to be contactable on your existing number whilst you're away, because if you do, then it's worth trying to see what your existing provider provides you with as an option.
I've never thought about calling them. That's so clever, because I go on the website, they say they don't do the region I'm going to. I get annoyed and I use Wi-Fi when I'm away.
Yeah, no, it's worth speaking to them. So O2, for example, call it bolt-ons, you know, so you've got your contract, whatever you normally get, but you can bolt something on even just for 1 month. And when you pre-plan it, it's often cheaper. And of course, then it allows you to keep the same number, which, for example, if you're an iPhone user who uses FaceTime, it then means that people can ring you on your UK number from the UK whilst you're in the States. They won't even know you're in the States because it doesn't matter. It's just a FaceTime call to that number.
That is wonderful. If you do need to take a call from the bank because they think, are you abroad? Because we don't know if we should allow that payment to go through, which is what happened to me. So much stress. So that's, I think, great advice. Call ahead to your provider, and if not, maybe consider buying a local SIM.
Yes. Yeah, I think so. If you can do it from here, so much the better. Because also then, I don't know how long you've got in the States, but, you know, you don't want to be spending your time traipsing around trying to sort it out. You can do some research ahead of time, but it's much easier to do it when you're there. But better still to do it whilst you're here with your existing provider, I think.
Fevzi Turkup, thank you so much for staying with us. Editor of GadgetDetective.com and host of the Gadget Detective podcast. You are here because it's Let's Talk About Tech, Baby. I love the name of this. There's a story we need to know about. Can you share what we should be being, what should we be aware of with technology at the moment?
Sure. Well, there's one story that I really wanted to share because police are urging people not to hang up if they dial 999 by accident.
Oh, hang on. You were there and now you've disappeared. I heard a definite change. I tell you what we're going to do. Oh, there's technology for you. You back. Oh,
I'm here.
Typical. You said we should hang up on 999 uncle, so, and then you hung up. No, so hang on, let's get this straight, because these are called pocket dials or bum dials, aren't they? So somehow your phone has called the emergency services on 999,
and
you might think you should just stop calling them.
Well, look, we'll come to why it's happening, because the number of calls seems to have doubled. These are calls in error to 999. And also it's happening in the States with 911 as well, for example. And there's a reason for it, and I'll come to that and how you fix it. But what the police are saying is, please, if you do make a call in error, don't just put the phone down. Explain that it's a mistake. Because if you go silent or you just hang up having made that call in error, and people often don't know what to say and do, and so they put the phone down, what happens is the staff then have to check the police computer system to see if there's been any previous interactions with that caller.
Oh, wow.
And then they call you back anyway to see if you need help. So it's not really going to help. Don't think because you've blocked your number or something they won't see it, because I think a lot of people don't realise. You know when you can hit 141 ahead of a phone number, mm-hmm. and the number is still transmitted. In fact, radio stations see it even when you block your number.
Ha ha! We know that.
You know that. Everyone knows it now. So please, if you do that by accident, anyone can do it. Please just
stay on the line and admit this was this was dialed in error. I'm so sorry, and then let them go.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. And the reason why I believe it's doubling is because of Google's Android operating system update. Google, with the latest update to the operating system, they introduced a new feature, which is SOS dialing. And what it is if you've got it switched on, if you press the power button on the side of your phone 5 times in rapid succession, it dials the emergency services.
Oh, my goodness.
And that can be good from a certain point of view. I mean, for example, people who really think they might need it, like people who, may be victims of domestic violence and live in an environment where they might need to be able to call for help surreptitiously.
Yeah, quietly do that without being noticed.
Yeah.
Absolutely. But people's pockets
and
bags, this could happen quite easily.
So if you don't feel the need for that feature, if you go to the settings on your Android phone and then go to safety and emergency section, and then there's a slide button which says emergency SOS, and you just switch that off, and then you won't accidentally dial out to emergency services.
I think that was our public information moment of Let's Talk About Tech, Baby, and most appreciated. I am pleased to say we're still joined by Fevzi Turkalp from, GadgetDetective.com, editor no less. Fevzi, thank you so much for staying with us. Sorry I'm keeping you hanging around. I've got so much to do today.
It's fine. They keep cutting me off and I keep coming back. So
you do that. Don't you let them.
I'm used to this.
I know for a fact Ella Producer is a fan of yours, so don't you worry. No one's cutting you off. Now, we've talked about a really, I think, really important bit of information, news story about tech. Let's get your recommendations, please.
Okay.
Gadget of the week.
So we've got 3 of them, actually, if we've got time.
We do.
So we all have to use computers of one sort or another. And we tend to, when we choose a computer, we think about gigahertz this and megahertz that and screen size and all the rest.
No, you think about that, but carry on.
Yeah, but the thing about that is, we ignore ergonomics, we ignore, how we interact with that computer, and is it going to give us carpal tunnel syndrome and all the rest of it. This is probably the best computer keyboard and mouse bundle that I've ever seen. It's from a company called Logitech, who are effectively, I think they're a Swiss company, and it makes sense because the quality of these keyboards is, put it this way, when I buy an Apple computer to use, for example, and their mice and keyboards are very good, but I tend to replace them with from this brand, although there are other brands, but I have to admit, if you look at my desk, this is what's sitting on it.
Got it.
Right, so it is a bundle. It's called the Logitech MX Keys S for Sierra Combo. It is arguably just about the best keyboard combined with the best mouse. So the keyboard is called the MX Keys S Wireless Keyboard, and the mouse, which I really do think is probably the best mouse out there. It's called the 3S Wireless Mouse. So let me explain, because these are kind of special devices. They're not just any old keyboards. First of all, this keyboard can control up to three different devices. So you might have a Mac, you might have a PC, you might have an iPad or even an Android tablet or phone, and it's got three buttons on it, and you just say, I want to type in on this, I want to type in on that or that. The mouse similarly can control three different devices.
Wow.
So you just need to switch between them. But it doesn't end there. If you use their special Flow software, you can have them running at the same time. So it depends how high tech you are, right? But just imagine you're one of these city traders and you've got all these screens up. You can actually drag something from your Mac and drop it onto your Windows PC. I mean, it becomes completely fluid. So you can just drag from drop one to the other onto the iPad as if they were all the same device with just multiple screens. So you've got that. The other thing is the keyboard is backlit, but it's not just backlit, it's clever. It saves energy by the fact that the keys don't light up automatically when the room gets darker until you reach out and put your hands towards the keyboard. And before you touch the keyboard, the lights come on. So it's, and then when you take it away, you can actually program how long it takes. Oh, by the way, this bundle also comes with a wrist rest, which again is
if you are trying to avoid having problems from using your keyboard and mouse all the time, a wrist rest, it can't be underestimated how helpful it is.
Yeah.
I know it's annoying at first, but the minute you get used to it, it's really going to help.
Yeah. On the mouse, it's got this very high resolution sensor, which means it's very precise movements. But the bigger important thing for me is it means the mouse will work on any surface. I tested it on a glass tabletop and it still works. It's quite incredible. Not only do you not need a mouse mat, it will work on just about any sort of surface at all. So it works very well. It also comes with a little dongle, a little USB thing, looks like a little memory stick but stubbier. And the benefit of that is, although both of these devices work with Bluetooth, which is built into most modern computers, sometimes Bluetooth is a little bit flaky. Apple, I'm looking at you now when I see this. So sometimes it's a bit flaky, but with this sort of proprietary technology, you just plug this one thing in and it will support multiple devices, including your keyboard and mouse, and it's far more reliable. It's really rock solid. So this is not a cheap setup. It's £199 for the three things together. It is a saving on if you were to try and buy them individually, but still not cheap. But I would say, you know, it depends on your budget for the computer. But let's say you were going to spend £1,000, say, on a laptop or a desktop computer, it's probably worth putting £200 towards this and spending a bit less.
Whether it's this one or anyone, using ergonomic tech will save you, if you can't get the treatment on the NHS, will save you physio time in years to come and agony.
Yeah.
So I think it's a really good suggestion. I'm going to have to rush you for the next two because I want to fit them both in.
Okay.
This next one,
nah.
I had a little look. Oh, my goodness.
It's a palm-sized robot. It's from a company called Petoi, P-E-T-O-I, and it's called the Bittle X. Because it's Ickle. I don't know if that's why they call it. But
Bittle.
It's
called Bittle. Little Bittle thing.
I know, Bittle X, not to be confused with the Bittle. This thing was only announced yesterday. I've had one for a couple of weeks to play with before this. And the main difference between the Bittle and the Bittle X is that this new robot dog, which is literally palm-sized, teeny tiny thing, but very, very clever, it now responds to voice commands as well.
My goodness. Listen, everybody, take a look at, just put it in if you can, Petoi, P-E-T-I-O-I, and Bittles, as you would imagine, B-I-T-T-L-E. Just put it in and have a look online. Oh, my goodness. How are you getting any work done, Fevzi?
Well, I'm trying to train the dog to help me out with the work, you know. I'm trying to combine it with ChatGPT to take some of the load off. So, look, this is something that obviously adults can have, but this is also good for age 10 and up. And I think it's a sort of thing that a parent with their child would actually bond over quite well. And you can learn to program. You can use languages like Python and C++, and you can program it. So it's got over 35 predefined voice commands. You can add in another 10 voice commands of your own, and you can tell each voice command what it does, and you can control each of the shoulders and the head. You can get an accessory, which is a camera, and you pop it in the dog's mouth. and then the dog can then see. It's a bit bizarre.
Wow.
Then, and then it can recognise objects and follow them. And oh, it does backflips and forward flips, which frankly is more than I can manage.
Okay, you two... You've obviously fallen in love, all right? It sounds beautiful.
We already have a room. What can I do?
Fevzi, I sadly need to hurry you for this last one, but I think it's important to mention it because I've just seen what it is. Tell me.
I've chosen this because I know you do voiceover as well. So, right, so this is arguably the best speech-based microphone under £200.
Wow.
And it's actually under 100. So unless you're going to spend... sort of, you know, go out and buy a Shure SM7B for 400 or an RE20 for 500. This is the one to look at. So it's called the Rode, R-O-D-E, which is an Australian company, Rode Pod Mic. And it's a broadcast quality dynamic microphone. Why dynamic? Because we don't all have, you know, BBC studios to broadcast in. So dynamic microphones are very good at rejecting background noise and ambient noise. So you just sidle up to
you
it like this.
You don't have to put egg boxes in your room to dampen sound, which is a kind of, you know, if you think about these things, you might have a bit. No, you don't have to do anything crazy. You don't have to do it under a duvet, which I do know voiceover artists should record their voiceovers at home under duvets.
Yeah.
You can actually use the microphone and it should be okay.
Yeah. So I'm using a dynamic microphone at the moment and there's no treatment on the walls in this room, but I dare say you can't hear any reverberation off the walls because it will only, my lips are about 2 inches from the microphone. So this is a microphone, the Rode PodMic, P-O-D-M-I-C. It's for people who want to do podcasting, as the name suggests, live streaming, gaming, voiceovers, voice recordings, anything like that. And it also is quite compact. And it's nice because if you're doing something like a video stream, you don't want a whopping great microphone covering your face, unless, like me, you have a good face for radio, in which case you want this bigger microphone.
Join the club, Fevzi.
So this is an excellent microphone. It's really well constructed. It's an all-metal construction. Rode is an interesting company because it's Australian and they've really carved out this niche for microphones. They do some really good wireless mics and all that sort of thing. This price is £109. I saw it on a well-known website named after tall women and South American rivers. And there it was £99.40 when I checked this morning. 4.5 stars out of 5 for that one. The robot dog gets 4 out of 5 and the Logitech bundle, a keyboard and mouse gets 4.5 out of 5.
Listen, we're so grateful for your time, expertise, and as I say, and I'll keep saying it, that voice.
Oh.
Much appreciated. If people want to follow you in a non-weird way, they do that by...
Well, you can follow me in a weird way if you like, because I've got no friends.
Shush.
So, yes, Twitter, @GadgetDetective. Come say hello.
Yes, there you go. It's not weird on Twitter. There we are, as long as you remain respectful. thank you, Fevzi Telkup. It's such a pleasure to talk to you. And I feel like I've learned something. I absolutely do.